The summer travel season runs from Memorial Day through Labor Day, and that means for the next couple months, millions of Americans will spend a lot of time in their cars. So while you're staring out the window watching the mile markers go by, we have a small task for you. Don't stop and smell the roses, but slow down and listen to the cities. If you work at it long enough, you may take something that sounds like this and make it sound like this. London-based sound designer Mark McCaig hasn't gone quite that far, but take a listen to one intersection in Westminster in London, heard through Mark's ears. That is the pattern of London traffic transformed into electronic music, and Mark McCaig joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Hello, thank you.
Tell us what we're listening to here. How exactly did you transform the sound of cars passing into music?
So this is the sounds coming from a traffic simulator, which is simulating the movements of cars through different parts of London. And the cars are reacting to each other based on the distances from each other and the speeds they're moving at. So instead of the sound being the sound of an engine, it's now the sound of a traffic jam or sound of slow traffic. It depends on the situation and the time of day.
Help me understand exactly what you mean. When I looked at the pattern through the video, it looked almost as though you'd transformed the lanes of the street. They look like a musical staff. I mean, were you talking about the intervals? The cars were intervals between the notes, and then they were moving at different rhythms?
It's sort of like that. I sort of use the sort of music notation to think about the city as sort of a system that we can understand, sort of creating sort of musical order from the chaos. But yes, there is some intervals that the pitches between the cars depend on the order that they're traveling in. So it's being grouped according by the sort of being split up by traffic lights, and then it's grouping them so you have to hear the sequence moving past you. But then at junctions, when cars split up and move into different directions, everything gets modelled up and you get these patterns emerging.
Well, let's take another listen. So it's almost as though you can hear a little bit of a chaotic traffic occurring there, Mark. I mean, what do you hear when you listen to the music that you created? How do you then go back to the traffic and see order out of the chaos?
It's quite strange going back to the junctions that I've been mapped, because I spent a lot of time thinking about the way they've laid out, so it is a little bit surreal. But the system is sort of abstracted away from the traffic ambience, so it's sort of, we could sort of relate to places in a different way, that at the moment traffic noise is seen as something undesirable and all things are sort of actions against to reduce traffic noise, but then instead of reducing it, maybe we need to convert it into something else
Converted. I mean, we can't stand on the street corners or waiting for a bus and do this with our minds, but what do we learn from this? I mean, if we're standing there, you know, on the corner complaining about traffic noise, what does your music kind of teach us in terms of how to deal with our chaotic cities?
I guess it's sort of, we can sort of begin to think of them as things that can be controlled. Sort of the sound of cars are quite acoustically tuned to the driver and what they make. So what they sound is what makes the driver feel good. But my project, I'm sort of trying to, one of the aspects of it is to sort of tune it to the pedestrian on the street, that they're the one most affected by the noise. So it's sort of thinking about, and also thinking about how sound develops and different contexts for music. So I'm thinking of it as in that this is a technological opportunity for new sounds, in the same way that the pianoforte was allowed the piano to be played with an orchestra, creating a whole new type of music. That these cars that have sensors that detect their environment, but then also have this ability to make sound, can create this new type of sound or music, or wherever your viewpoint is.
I wanted to play you again a little clip of tape that we have of Mumbai, and if you want to talk about a chaotic driving place. I wonder, after all your time spent sort of creating your music out of London traffic, does each place have a different sound to it? Would it sound entirely different, your music, if you were standing on the Champs-Élysées, for example?
Oh, definitely. It is that at the moment, that each place has almost like a traffic culture, that in Mumbai, driving style is much different than in London or in New York, that this sort of a horn would mean something different in Sweden than it would mean in Rome. So these sort of sounds then could be tailored then to each place, that what works in London maybe wouldn't work in Mumbai. So there's lots of scope for even expanding my project out of London and into different locations across the world.
And I would imagine you could expand it out of traffic entirely. I mean, you could probably make a pretty interesting piece of music if you went to the floor of the stock market.
Yeah, there's sort of opportunities for sound everywhere. And it's just sort of these technologies now allow us, that's what my goal is, by finding these new contexts for sound. So maybe stock trading floors that the traders working on them, or it could be anywhere, that if the technology allows it, then maybe that could be the new kind of music.
So I want, we're asking our listeners to send in their sounds of their own city where they are. What kind of advice would you give somebody? What should somebody record if they were going to create a soundscape of their home?
I would begin, you just listen, sort of close your eyes and what jumps out at you, and then try and go find that source, or trying to find where maybe two interesting sounds overlap. Or just find something that sort of means something to you, I guess, that sort of sound is quite provocative in terms of memory of a place, that almost like if you listen to a recording, the sounds that are... are interesting are the ones that are just in the background that you didn't really notice when you're not listening.
That's Mark McCaig, 23-year-old, sound designer, creator of City Symphonies. Thank you so much, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
And you can give us your sounds of your city. We'll turn them into a symphony of our own.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.